702. Bruce is on Twitter at Bruce Business.
Well, drone technology is having greater and greater impact on our lives, whether we're aware of it or not. If there's an estate agency, for example, that wants to push cool images of seaside properties designed to tempt you into a viewing or an offer, they'll use drones to create that dramatic effect. Or the Airobotics guys, who have got an office just around the corner from our Cape Town office, and they use drones to help farmers keep an eye on their lands, keep an eye out for common farming problems like pest issues and, I don't know, tons of other things. And then there's a South African company which does a lot of work with the global military sector, and it's just built the biggest unmanned aerial vehicle, a UAV. Now you know, unmanned aerial vehicle. It's called Milcor, and it's showed off the Milcor 380. And Daniel Duplessis is Marketing and Communications Director at Milcor. And this is like an aeroplane. I mean, this is the stuff we see in the movies. If there's a movie about drones in the Middle East and Americans bombing people, it's that scale of drone that you guys have now released. It's enormous. There's a wingspan of 18 meters. It's got a 220 kilogram payload. It goes 250 kilometers an hour. It can cruise at 10,000 feet. It can last 30 hours in the air. I mean, this is a proper beast, Daniel. Good evening.
Good evening, Bruce, yeah, and good evening to your listeners. You're 100% correct. I heard that you're well informed about the specifications. You've made my job quite a lot easier. But you're right in saying that this is officially the largest UAV, or unmanned aerial vehicle, that has ever been produced, developed, flown, and tested on the African continent. It does put South Africa among a handful of countries that have the capability to locally develop these type of technology. So yeah, it's quite a phenomenal feat, and we're quite proud to be associated with this milestone.
Did the business start in 1981 building drones? Because drones, to my knowledge, didn't exist. What were the precursors to drones? What was the business doing back then?
So Milcor specifically as a company, as a private defense company, didn't necessarily start off with drone technology. We operated in the defense sphere with various different kinds of military applications. But drone technology, coincidentally, did actually exist in South Africa since the 1980s. The NAL famously had quite a few programs that they actually had in smaller size and scale and purely used for reconnaissance and surveillance applications. So South Africa has quite a rich history of drone technology, and luckily we as a company were able to tap into that skill sets and knowledge that's still remaining in this country to further develop this remarkable platform.
And so this particular drone, is it purely reconnaissance? Is it got military applications, or do you find you have civilian clients who buy it?
Yeah, so this drone is specifically for reconnaissance and surveillance as a primary function, with weapons capability in an opportunistic engagement fashion. So the primary use case of it is to carry and loiter around for as long as possible, gather intel, and then when necessary, perform strike operations. It does make it useful for different kinds of application, not just necessarily on military applications, also including wildlife conservation, border surveillance, maritime and special economic shipping lane surveillance, as well as various other humanitarian relief efforts that it could be applied for as well.
What we're seeing nowadays, and I mean, we're seeing the weaponization of drone technology in a very serious way, and we know that the United States and other countries have been very effective in using it to target people they want to have removed from society. But we've also seen the Houthis, for example, in the Red Sea, also use drone technology very effectively to wreak havoc with ships. I mean, drone technology for good, drone technology also, unfortunately, is being marshaled for, you know, by people who, you know, previously couldn't afford to participate in the sort of warfare that the 21st century is taking us to.
Yeah, I think that's a very fair point that you are making at the moment, sorry. I think the unmanning of things is becoming quite a common trend within the warfare and the military environment, and that goes for both sides of the conflict, whether it be militia groups or insurgencies or defense forces adopting this doctrine as a whole. I think one thing that is also worth mentioning is that with the development of drone technologies also comes the development of anti-drone and counter-UAV technologies. And I think, luckily, companies such as ourselves have taken precautions for those type of applications and also assisting governments with combating the use of commercial drones that have been weaponized for terror or insurgency operations.
Who governs to whom you can and can't sell? Are there rules?
There are quite a few rules, actually. Luckily, South Africa's doctrine in terms of arms exports have been quite well governed by the NCACC or the DCAC that sits underneath the Department of Defense and is chaired and reserved by a few ministries that have various different inputs, both on a political, economical, and the social security standpoint. So the use of these drones and the way we can export them as a private company still falls under the South African legislation, and we are completely governed as to whom and where we can export these drones to. We have had quite a lot of assistance from various different entities within the South African government to bring this project to life, specifically with mentions to the Department of Defense, the South African Air Force, and Arms Corps directly as well.
I mean, the components, the building happens. Do you import all the components? Do we have a components industry here? Is this a sort of a one-stop country solution, or is it a bit more complex?
I think your latter answer was actually a bit more informative. So when developing such a huge system, it obviously comprises from a few components. And as a company, we made a very early on decision to develop most of the components, about 95% of the components, locally in South Africa. So we have a dedicated team of more than 300 engineers based in Cape Town that focuses on everything from the airframe, aircraft components, hardware and electronics, as well as the software to make this thing fully operational. So it's quite an immense capability. It took a lot of time to build a team like that and make sure that they still are functioning in a South African environment, but quite a tremendous feat. And I think that's one of the main things that makes this project such a remarkable feat, is that many countries, be it developed or non-developed or countries, that they have struggled to actually put together the entire package of having a fully localized solution. And we have done that.
Fascinating. Daniel Duplessis, thank you. He speaks on behalf of a company called Milcor from 1981 to now and substantially changing the business model, making drones 95% in South Africa. Monday, satellites. Today, drones. Oh, producers, what are you going to do better with tomorrow?